Okay.
Everybody had a good Shabbos? I want to finish up the sugya of Shchuna Gavoi today, and then the Mishem tomorrow will go on to the next sugya. So, we saw in the Rashbam learns, we've been assuming all along, based that the fundamental machlokes between Rav and Rav Nachman, at least the way the Gemara initially understands it, the fundamental machlokes is where you have a chazaka, you became a muchzuk, and the lekech acquired the sada. And up till now, we assumed that now he's the muchzuk, the lekech now is the muchzuk. And now comes up some error that Le Shamanu Bilti Ayayim. We were unaware of this possibility up till now. It didn't dawn on us that there's somebody b'shchunig, that the Marakam was b'shchunig avoy. It didn't dawn on us that this karka might not be nifsed in Rasisan. So since it's Le Shamanu Bilti Ayayim, so do we say, so the muchzuk already became a muchzuk? Or do we say, no, nonetheless, now that there's a sofik and whether or not he's a muksik, so it goes to the markam as the muksik, and you have to be via the achila. And that's the machlekes between Rav and Rav Nachman, again, the way the Gemara initially understands it. Yeah. Maskonas, the Gemara, according to the Rashbam, comes out that Rav really agrees to Rav Nachman that the markam is a muksik, and you have to be via the achila, just that Cheskim Shonim is a special case, because it's a chazokim okim shtar medis, so the markam is a special kayach to demand a beer of the chazaka. But initially the machlekes, the way the Gemara, till the very end, that's how the Gemara understands the machlekes between Rav and Rav Nachman. So, like this. And then what's in the end? So the Gemara is a kasha. Let's go a little bit further. The Gemara is a kasha. Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman, because by Shchuna Gavoi, Rav Nachman says that, let's say if I'm the Marakama, that I would. And by the case of Nichsiv Asisin, Rav Nachman says that the Lekeach wins. It's kasha Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman. It's Rav Drav also, but I want to talk right now about Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman. So Gemara is mechalek that by Nichsiv Asisin, in case of the Omelet of Asisin, from the Cry of the and to the Cry of the Asisin. So our lady de Rami Luvre, Mashen came in the case of Shchuna Gavoi, lo yehele de noka shtar b'yodim, lo yemin leke de yafim l'kayim l'shtar. So in that maskot of the Gemara, that reconciliation of Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman, the Rashbam holds the halachas like Rav Nachman, and that reconciliation of Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman, so we have a machlekes, the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah, how to understand what the Gemara's maskot is. The Rashbam understands the maskot of the Gemara saying that really, Rav Nachman basically agrees to, Rashbam learns, that the derech klal of Nachman would agree to Rava, that hoyvel shavanu bilti ayoyim, you should win. But chazok is a special case, because since chazok is mokum shtar medis, and by shtar there's a special din of kiyum shtaros, that the moicher can demand to be mekayim the shtar. So likewise, the marakaman can demand charesav shat. Marakaman can demand to be mevar the achila. So cheskim ushanim is different. But otherwise, b'derech chal, kol ha'terek kula, Rav Nachman really comes out, agrees to Rava, that the marakama, that the kol b'shamanu b'l'tayayim, the muchzuk ought to win. Rav Nachman learns in Gemara just the opposite. The maskon of the Gemara is that in general, Rav Nachman holds that the marakama should win. The marakama should win. Because the ma'aser is an ira in the chazaka. The hoyel b'lishem ani bil tayim. Rav Nachman doesn't hold from. Assuming that's not good here. But the case of Dvar Sisson is a special case, because in the case of Dvar Sisson, it doesn't really matter klapi shemaya whether it really was nitzav Dvar Sisson. It wasn't really nitzav Dvar Sisson. Since at the end of the day, nobody knows, and everybody calls it Dvar Sisson, so the ma'aser should have realized that this is included in the mechira, and therefore it is included in the mechira. So that's a special case. But really, the Kolot Tarkula, really Rav Nachman holds that the Marakama ought to win. Now, this Machlekes Yishayim, I think I touched on it in the past, Machlekes Yishayim about Kiyum Shtars. We know the din is, Midaraisa, a star does not need Kiyum. Eidim HaChasumun al-Ashtar is Kimishinechke Dusun Beveistin. A shtar is made on itself. It doesn't need a kiyum. Midrabanan, Chazal said that you have to be mekayim l'shtar. So mechaykes yishayim. Do you have to? Does that mean that you have to be mekayim l'shtar no matter what? The shtar needs a kiyum, and without a kiyum, the shtar is no good b'etzim. What does it mean that the mecher or the whoever is the person who's losing by the shtar has a right to taina that the shtar is mezuyif? And if he tainas the shtar is mezuyif, then you have to have a kiyum. But absent the taina of the merakama, you would not need to have a kiyum. Taisis and Gittin that base, and Ksuvas and Tafsadik base, a few other places, Taisis holds that you need a taina to be master of kiyum. Without a taina, there's no need for a kiyum. Sometimes we say taninon. In cases where the meicher is not in a position, let's see, Simon, there are cases where we would say tanina, but that's also a taina. But one way or another, you have to have a taina. Without a taina, there's no need for kiyum shtaros. And the Ramban in the Tshuvas, in Tshuvah Ches, says that a shtar is a kiyum b'esim, without a kiyum, a shtar is a chas b'baal. So they get a lot in Gittin, because you know there you have is there's does the get need a kiyum if the baal didn't ask for it? So l'chayra, the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that the answer for Rav Nachman is that really Rav Nachman holds that the muksuk should win, you should win, but Spakim Storis is different. Chesed Gimushonim rather is different because Chazokim Mokim Shtar Medes, and by Shtar there's a special halacha that you have to have kiyum. So just like by Shtar there's a special halacha that you have to have kiyum, so by Chesed Gimushonim also he can say still he can the Marakama can say still Barach Hiloscha. Which way do you think the Rashbam holds in regard to the issue of kiyum shtaros? Is kiyum staris required only when there's a taina, or is kiyum staris something you need be'etzim because otherwise it's a chasim baum? So which way would you say? Why?
Because either way
it's going to need a kiyum. Yeah, Taisus holds that you only need kiyum staris but mokum taina, and the Ramban says you need kiyum staris even shalei mokum taina. So that's machlekes. Now, in Agamara, it doesn't say the fairies one way or another. But in Agamara, the Gemara is medameh chesed kim chazok. The way the Rambam learns the Gemara is medameh the din by chazok at the din of kim stars. Just since chazok is mokum shtar and medis, so just like by shtar you have to have kim, so by chazok also the Marakama could say zil barach iloscha. So, which way do you think?
Just like a
chazaka,
of course, only needs a
kim
if there's a
time. Right, from the fact that Gemara makes the dinion. If a shtar needed a kiyum even regardless of the taina, then has it analogous to chazaka? By chazaka, if the marakama didn't taina that I was bishchuna gavoy, then avada the chazaka would be good. It's only because the marakama is taining the zul barach iloscha, the marakama is taining that I know bishchuna gavoy avoy. So and the gemara is medamet to kiyum shtaros. The gemara is saying that really that's not the normative halacha. The normative halacha in kala terkul is that the muksik wins. It's a special din by Cheskim Moshonim that the Merakama can say, I know Bishkun Gavoy Avoy. But Avada only if the Merakama says it. If the Merakama doesn't say it, then it doesn't happen. So, if that's the dimin to, and the Gemara, and the Gemara is deriving that from Kim Shtar, so the Chayra, it's Mukhuch, that the Rashbam is going to have to hold like Taisus, that Kim Shtar, it's not that the Shtar without a Kiwit, it's not that the Shtar is a Chaspa by Be'etzin. The Shtar is a good Shtar, but the Merakama is a special Kayach, the time that I want to have Kim. Whoever's losing by the star, the meicher, whoever's losing by the star has a special koyach that I want to have a kiyum. It's zil bror, be mevar the star. So just like the mischayim has a special koyach at taina to say be mevar the star. Since chazok is mokum star emet, so he has a special koyach to say I want you to mevar the chazok, but only if he makes the taina. So l'chayr, that's how shechesh now that the Rashbam has to hold like Taisus. This is a kash on this, but I don't want to get into it right now. This is a kash from Gemara Daf. I'll put it in the notes, Mr. Shem. But the chayre b'pshuti should come out there as by master hold like Taisus. What about Rabbeinu Yonah? How does Rabbeinu Yonah learn the Gemara again? Rabbeinu Yonah, what does Rabbeinu Yonah have to hold about this machlekes? So, and Rabbeinu Yonah learns the Gemara, the Maskanas Gemara, that the answer for Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman is that really, really the Muchzik should win. Barsisin is a special case because it doesn't matter what it was, Klap Yishmaya, the Karka was included in the Mechir regardless. But really, in normal cases, the Muchzik should win. So what does the Gemara want with from Shtar? You know, the real answer to the Gemara, why it's not a steer to Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman, is because Barsisin is a special case. So then what does the Gemara want from Shtar? Lo Yehel Shtar. What does that have to do with anything? So we said at the time, we're learning through the Sugya at the very beginning, we said that the Rav Ben-Yayna is going to learn. It's really Mefurish Rav Ben-Yayna. That with the Gemara says about Shtar, Lo Yehel Shtar, that's not a new Sfarah to be Miyashah the steer to Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. That's just a restating of the basic position of the basic position of Rav Nachman as expressed by Shulchan Gavoy, that the Marakama always wins. The Gemara is being a riot that the Marakama always wins. Barsisin is special because that's the Gemara's chiddush at the end. Barsisin is different because it doesn't matter what it is Klap Yishmaya. But where there's an era that really matters. So then Rav Nachman's original position was the Marakama wins. The Gemara now is just restating why Rav Nachman holds the way. So what does it have to do with Shtar? So the Rav Ben-Yayna explains that Rav Nachman, the Gemara is being a raya from Shtar to Rav Nachman's original position. Rav Nachman's basic position in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in Shchina Gavoy, but in Kol HaTorah Kulo also, except by Sisin, which is different. But ordinarily, Rav Nachman also Marakama wins. Why does the Marakama win? So the Gemara brings a raya from Shtar. What's the raya from Shtar? You see by a star, it has to have kiyum. Even though minatayr is a good star, star is pretty good stuff. Minatayr doesn't even need a kiyum. Nonetheless, midrabbanan has to have a kiyum. Has to have a kiyum. So you see that we don't say, well, the lekeach, since he has a star, the lekeach became the muchzuk. No, as long as not mekayim, till the star gets a kiyum, the lekeach is not a muchzuk. So Kal v'chomer, where you have Eidus on Chazokah, but we don't know but you can't prove them that the Marakama was not B'shchuni Gavoy, so Kal v'chomer, that the Lekeach over there is not a Muchzuk. Read the Rabbi on the other side, just make sure that we're saying it right. The Gemara is being a Raya from Shtar to Rav Nachman's general position. It's not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam learns Shtar is telling me that Shtar is different than Chazokah Mokum Shtar and Medes. So Chazokah follows Shtar and being different. But in Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Muchzuk Shulam. But he learns that's not the Pshat. We're still going with our original Avonah that there's no difference between Chazokah and other Dinim. And all Dinei Torah like this, in all Dinei Torah, whether it's Mecher, whether it's Chazokah, the Marakama should win. The Raya is from Shtar. What's the Raya from Shtar?
He said,
by a star, why don't we say, even if the star is not Mekuyim, but the star, I mean, that Torah, it's a good star, it's only Midrabon, you have to have Kiyim. So why don't I say, look, the guy's in the Lokeach's in the Soda with the star. You have a Shail in the star, maybe it's Mezuyev. Maybe it's not Mezuyev. No, could be Mezuyev, could be not Mezuyev. Meanwhile, it's in the Soda with the star. The star is properly a good star, I mean, that Torah, it's about a good star. So I don't, why don't we say, okay, so now he's already a Muchzuk. Once he's a muksuk, so the meicher who wants to say that the star is mezuyif is yoli la tachtoim, it should be all of lahavi raya. We don't say that. With the star that's not mukuyim, you don't become a muksuk. So kal v'chaymer with the chazokah, you don't become a muksuk if we don't say, well, once you have a chazokah, you're a muksuk and the soda, and the marakama should have to prove that he was b'shchuni gavoy. No, we say that the proof that he was It's the burden of proof is on the machzik. That you have to prove that he was not the machzik. You have to prove that I was not b'shchuni, that I was not b'shchuni gavoy. That's how we learn the Gemara. So it's the Gemara's being a star as a hechocha to Reb Nachman's position that the Murakama wins, and we don't say, well, the guy already became a machzik. Now, let's consider what is Rabbi Yonah hold about the Chakira, this Machlokes Rishonim? Does the star need a kiyum only when there's an error, or does the star need a kiyum be'etzim because it's a chasm of Alma without a kiyum? So this is really not so self-evident. But L'chayr B'Hashkaf Rishonah, I would say that the Rabbi Yonah also cannot hold like the Ramban. It has to hold like Tosfos. Because if a star is a chasma ba'alma be'etzim, it doesn't have to wait for the meicher's error. Then what's the comparison from a star to the case of chazok? By a star, if you're in a field, you're not the merakama, you're a kolokeach, but you're in the field and you have a star and the star is not mekuyim. So did you ever become a muchzuk? You never were a muchzuk. Because the star was the chaspa from the very beginning. The star didn't have kiyum. How is that comparable to chazoka, whereby chazoka you already became a muchzuk? You were there for 3 years, you already became a muchzuk. And only after the Murakama time is, lo shamanu bilti ayoyim, after that's Rava's time, that's Rava's argument. Rava says, the whole reason why Rava disagrees with Nachman is because Rava says, lo shamanu bilti ayoyim. You became a muchzuk, there was no error, so you already became the muchzuk. You were there for 3 years, lo shamanu bilt ayam, that there's a problem with shchuni gavoy. So that's the whole machlokes, Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, hoyel v'lo shamanu bilt ayam. Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman doesn't hold from hoyel v'lo shamanu bilt ayam. How's that analogous to the case of a star? By a star, there's no hoyel v'lo shamanu bilt ayam. By a star was a chasma from the very beginning. So if you yoyer to a soda with a chasma b'yam, so of course you're not a muchzuk. So chayr it's muchzuk that the Rabbeinu Yonah has to hold like Tosfos. That the star also we assume is a good star until the era. So you were yoyed into the sada with the star. We thought the star is a good star. You became a muhsuk. Lo shamanu bilte ayam otherwise. And yet we say that the analities ma'ar, you have to be mekayim the star. And we say the merakam is the muhsuk. So that's more analysis. So you see it. We don't say hoyel v'lo shamanu bilte ayam. L'chayr, that's what I would have said there. Rabbeinu also has to hold like the Rambam. But if that's the case, number one, so how does the Ramban learn the Gemara? If the Rashbam has to learn that, if the Rashbam can't hold like the Ramban, if the Rashbam's Pshatning Gemara doesn't work like the Ramban for the Ramban, and the Ben Yonif Pshatning Gemara doesn't work for the Ramban, so how does the Ramban learn the Gemara? Number two, if you look in Ritva, the Ritva is masking to Ben Yonif Pshat, but B'toich B'soich Advarim, the Ritva, when he talks about Shtar and it needs Kiyim, the Ritva says a Shtar without Kiyim is a Chaspa B'yam, a Mamish the Loshon of the Ramban. Which is not so surprising that it was in the base medrash of the Ramban. The Tvoz Loshan is that a star with Hakim is a chasma b'yam. And yet he learns Pshat in the Gemara like Rabbeinu Yonah. That the Gemara is being arrived from Shtar, that you see by a star, Kozman is not Makuyim, we don't say, well, you became a Muchsuk. The star can't make you into a Muchsuk. So too, just like the star can't make you into a Muchsuk without Kiyim, so the Chazoka can't make you into a Muchsuk without being, so too the Chazoka can't make you into a Muchsuk if there's a possibility that you might, that the Marakama was B'shchuni Gavoy. What's the comparison? By star, there's no hoyel v'lo shamanu bilt ayam. The star without a kiyum is a chaspa. So you never had a reason to be a muchzuk. By the chazoka, you had a reason to be a muchzuk. Lo shamanu bilt ayam. Now first you're becoming. Now it's first becoming otherwise. The emes is, I'll tell you something. Neither in their ben yoyin nor in the ritva is there a word about hoyel v'lo shamanu bilt ayam. That's really what I want to get to. That I think that the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, the Ramban, they don't have this mahalach in the Gemara that the issue between Rav and Rav Nachman is hoyel v'lo shamanu bilt ayam. Doesn't say it, and doesn't the Rishonim don't say that far at all. And also, when the Ritva is explaining the raya from Shtar, what's the raya from Shtar? So if the Ritva was learning up at the Gemara al derech the Rashbam, that the fundamental issue in the Gemara. It really goes to the heart of the Gemara, the heart of the sugya. What's the basic issue in the sugya? What's ending verse is chilukim. But the basic issue before we get to the chilukim, the basic issue that Rav and Rav Nachman are arguing about, both by Shchunin Gavoya and by Nichsin Rav Sisson. So the Rashbam presents it that the issue is that on the one hand, there's an ear in the chazaka, but on the other hand, loyshamane built hayoyim. So maybe you already became a muksuk. So now, when the Rabbeinu Yoyin is coming to explain the raya from shtar, the way he learns the Gemara, he's bringing a raya from shtar to the basic issue. So I would expect Rabbeinu Yoyin to say, if he was really going with this hayol loyshamane built hayoyim, that the raya from shtar is that just like by shtar, we don't say, well, till the Irur, Leishamana built Hayyoy, we thought you were a Muxuk. Leishamana built Hayyoy, then maybe the star is Mazuyev. So maybe you're already a Muxuk. No, we don't say that. So over here also, we don't say Leishamana built Hayyoy. Instead, Rabbi Yoyin has a different kind of arichus. That by a star, really it's good Minatayra, it's only Kim Stars, only the Rabbonon, and yet you're not a Muxuk. So kavachaymer by a chazaka, where if we don't, if the merkam was really b'shchunig avoy, then it's not a good chazaka. There's not a word over here. The ikas chosim and hasefer, the ikar raya from shtar should be that we don't say hoyel v'leshamana bilteya. Matters not. What does it matter how strong the chazaka, how strong the shtar is, how strong the chazaka is. How strong is a star without kiyum? How strong is a chazok without where the marakam was b'shkunig avay? The issue is hayol v'leshamana b'ltayoyim. I have a chazok that I thought was a good chazok, and now all of a sudden I have sveikus. I have a star that I thought was a good star, now all of a sudden do I have sveikus? So do I say he already became a muksuk, or do I say he already became a muksuk l'shamana b'ltayoyim? Too late, he's already a muksuk. Now the burden of proof shifted. And the way say, no, since there's an ear on the star, there's an ear on the chazokah, so maybe you have to be mivar the chazokah. You have to look, we go back and look at the marakam as the muksuk. That's the nekudah that Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the nekudah that the shtar is being brought as a raya to. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah should be talking about. There's not a word of that in Rabbeinu Yonah. So I think the MS Yoyodakai, that the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, they had a different take on the Gemara entirely. They're not learning the issue in the Gemara between Rabban and Nachman about is there, has anything to do with Hayol Leishamana Biltayon. I think they have a different shot. They're learning that the issue in the Gemara is you have a chazok. You were there for 3 years, you have 80 chazok, you did a Maisa chazok. Now there's an ear on the chazok. So I have a chazaka, but it's damaged. The chazaka is damaged by the error. Maybe it's not true. The commentary was b'shchunig avoy. The machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman is a chazaka that's damaged still good enough to make you a muchzuk that the burden of proof should be on the other fellow, on the marakam. Rav says that even though there's an error in the chazaka, there is a chazaka. You were there for Gimel Shalom. There is a Chesed Gimel Shalom. The Chesed Gimel Shalom now has a question mark over it. Maybe the Marakam was B'shchunig Avoy. Maybe it was Medina Rechayka. Then it's not an effective chazaka. But there is a chazaka. It's a damaged chazaka. It's a chazaka. It's a wounded chazaka. The error is wounds the chazaka. It's not such a good chazaka anymore. It's a chazaka that's dubious. But maybe it's good enough. Rava held, at least the way the Gemara initially held in Rava held, that it's good enough that at least the machzik becomes the muchzuk. Meaning, when we're being done, hamotzi mechaveira olav araya, who has to bring the raya? Who's the machzik? Who's the muchzuk? And who's the mitzi? So a chazoka, even with an error, so it's not a raya gemura, but it's certainly not a raya gemura because it's chazoka with an error. But a chazoka with an error is still enough to make you the machzik and make me the mitzi. And Rav Nachman says, no, since the chazaka is not a good, is damaged chazaka, it's a chazaka with a question mark, it's a chazaka with an ear on it, so it doesn't even make you a muksuk, and I'm the muksuk, I'm the marakam, and I'm the muksuk, and you're the mitzi, and you have to bring the raya. And that's the machlokes between Rav and Rav Nachman. In fact, the markashet of Nachman and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara explained, no, Bar Sisson, I'm going with Rav Eliyahu. Bar Sisson's a special case, even Klap Yishmaya, we don't care what happened, we don't care about Klap Yishmaya. But the normative halacha is, Rav Nachman holds, the normative Rav Nachman is what Rav Nachman said at the very beginning, that I'm the muchzuk. I'm the muchzuk, you're not the muchzuk. even though you have a chazaka, but it's a damaged chazaka, and a damaged chazaka can't make you into a muchzik. And Nachum brings a raya from Shtar. What's the raya from Shtar? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and now Rabbeinu Yonah is very cogent. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, look, a shtar is also a damaged raya. A shtar is a damaged raya. It's a shtar. The Torah is good, it's nechkira, but it's damaged because it doesn't have kiyum. There's a suffix, maybe it's mezuyif. It doesn't even have to be necessarily need the ear to make the damage. That's irrelevant. He's not going for shemana bil toyim. The shtar is damaged. The shtar is a chaspa b'yalma. Midrabbanan it's a chaspa. Minatayr it's a good raya. Midrabbanan it's damaged because it doesn't have a kiyum. So midrabbanan is a question mark over the shtar. So when you have a shtar and the shtar, but it's a shtar that's mufukbuk because it doesn't have a kiyum. It's a shtar with a question mark. Do you become a muksuk? I don't know. If you became a muksuk, then if we couldn't find any kiyum, you would win anyway, because I'm a raya. If you were the muksuk, I would have to bring a raya. The star is mezuyif. It's not the way. You have to be mekayim the star, and if you're not mekayim the star, I'm the muksuk. If you're not mekayim the star, then I'll take it back. So you see that a star, Kolzman is not 100%. Kolzman, the star is not 100% verified. Even though it's not nothing, a star is not nothing, a star, I mean, I've heard it's mamish good. The side that it's mezuyif is really very rochik. In that Torah, we wouldn't even be chayshish that is mezuyif. We'd rabbanim with chayshish for ziyif. That's a very small shash. So the star is a pretty good raya. And yet, it's not good enough to make you into a muksuk. I remain the muksuk until the star is 100%. Says Rabbi Yehuda. So kal v'chaymer by cheskim l'shonim, and now there's a suffix that maybe I was b'shulni gavoy. Yeah, it's true. It comes about from my ear. Without my ear, we wouldn't dawn on us that I was b'shulni gavoy. Yeah, but that's not the way Rabbeinu Yonah is learning up the sugya. That doesn't matter. We're not busy with Leishamana Biltayim. It doesn't matter when the era raised the question. It doesn't matter when we got this question mark. The Lamaisa, now there's a question mark. The Marakama made it ear. Now there's a question mark. Maybe I was Bishkuni Gavoy. So now there's a question mark on the Chazoka. Which question mark is bigger? The question mark on the Shtar that maybe it's Mezuyev? Or the question mark on the Chazoka that maybe I was Bishkuni Gavoy? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Avada, the question mark of Bishkuni Gavoy is bigger. Because by a shtar, when not Torah, we're not chayshish for ziyif at all. It's commission echer edus and beveist, and the shtar is an edus. It's only a shen der abonim that the chayshish for ziyif. So obviously, it must be a kshash rochik. The Torah is not even when not Torah, we don't even care about it. So the question mark over the shtar is a very small question mark. I mean, the rice it's a nothing. I mean, the abonim is a question mark. And yet, the shtar can't make you into a muksuk unless it's mekuyim. So a chazoka, where there's a big question mark on the chazoka, because I'm tiny that I was b'shkuni gavoy. Even in midar, I don't know if Cheskim Shon, maybe don't think of the drabona, but Chazoka is the rice. This maybe a derisa dikishin. It's a Chazoka. Fam Bishkuni Gavoy is not a Chazoka at all. This is a shtar that has a major question mark over it. So therefore, it's called the chaymer that such a Chazoka can't make you into the muksuk. And if you're not the muksuk, then I'm the muksuk, and you have to bring the raya, and you have to prove that I was not Bishkuni Gavoy. I think that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah is learning the sugya. So Mela could very well be that he holds like the Ramban, like the Mashman, the Ritva, that Kiyum Shtaris doesn't come from the Eru. Kiyum Shtaris is even if without any Taina, you don't need a Taina. The Shtar without Kiyum is a Chasma V'Alma. Doesn't matter. If we were busy with Leishamana Biltayayim, like the Rishba, was a Sugi about Leishamana Biltayayim, then that would be all the difference in the world. When does the Suffolk arise? Does the Suffolk arise from the very inception of the Shtar? Then it's not Leishamana Biltayayim. Or is it only a chesok? It's only a suffix that arises because the meicher made a taina. So then it's leishamana biltayayim. But the way Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, is learning the sugya, it has nothing to do with leishamana biltayayim. It doesn't matter when the question mark arose. What matters is I have a chesok with the question mark. I have a shtar with the question mark. You are being machzik in the soda with some kind of raya that's damaged. It's a wounded raya. So how do we look at it? Do we say a wounded raya is nothing? I'm the muksuk. You have to bring the raya, or do we say a wounded raya is enough that you're the muksuk, and now I have to bring a raya that it's no good? So that's the machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. We saw even more in this thought. That's the machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. And the maskonis of Gemara, that's how Rav Nachman holds that I'm the muksuk. I'm the muksuk. A damaged raya is no raya. And the raya is taken from Shtar. Stars are right with a very small question mark. I mean, I tell you, it's connected. And yet, we don't say, oh, well, you're the muksik, let me prove that it's mezuyif. No, you're not the muksik. The rai is damaged, I'm still the muksik. You have to prove that it's not mezuyif. You have to be mekayim the shtar. It's a kavachomer. So therefore, that's the Sezer Nachman. It's a kavachomer. Whenever you have some kind of amdamarakama, you have something that you want to make you into a muksuk. So you have to be mechir. I think this is Mukhuk and Ramban also. The Ramban, the beginning of the Sugya, the Ramban, first of all, the Ramban argues with the Rashbam about what does it mean, what's the meaning of Shkuni Gavai. So the Rashbam says, Shkuni Gavai means he was Bebayis Hachimi, and he had a derech, he had a derech Olof, so he was Mishtamashimi Bebayis Hachitza. The man says, first of all, he doesn't think that breaks the chazaka. Okay, fine, that's a technical machlekes. But then the man says, furthermore, if it does break the chazaka, then he doesn't understand what would be the pshat in Rava. Why would Rava say that you become a muksuk? What do you mean? You're being machzik with the bailam. How do you become a muksuk with such a chazaka? The man. If you have a kavis, maybe it's kavis inside. So he says, first of all, Ramban thinks it should be a good chazak anyway. It doesn't matter that he has a right of way. Okay. And that I'm not going into. Void, says the Ramban, if the Rashbam is right that it does ruin the chazakah, Im came my time of the Rova. So then what's trying to Rova? Well, I calls man shall have right should die lavada. Le have a chazok is in chazok le should die my bile. So what's the chat in Rova? Says their man, he doesn't if the Rashbam is right, chat in shkuni gavoy. So that means we're considering the fact that the Merkam is walking through that it ruins the chazok. Why does it ruin the chazok? Because apparently it's like the bile is mishtamish with the machzik. Yeah, their man doesn't think the premise is true, but he says if the premise is true, so that means it's not a chazaka. That's not a ma'isa chazaka. Clearly, a ma'isa chazaka where you're mishtamish ima bailam is not a ma'isa chazaka. Well, if it's not a ma'isa chazaka, then my time of the Rava. Now, right away, I think there's a hint here that the Ramban is not going with the svar of Lo Shaman and Biltayon. Because I think the Rashbam's answer would be that, yeah, that's true. If the Murakam is right that he was mishtamish with the machzik, then it's taken out a good chazaka. But Lo Shaman and Biltayon, up till now, we didn't have this shash. So we were ready machzik to machzik. So now a new sophic is arising. Lo Shaman Bil Tayon. The Ramban ignores that. I think right away, starting to buttress that what I want to say that the Ramban learns Pshat and the Gemara has nothing to do with not on Derech Teresh Ram. It's nothing to do with Lo Shaman Bil Tayon. The Nekudah, the sophic in the Gemara is the Machlekes in the Gemara is arouses around the issue that I have a chazoka, but it's a damaged chazoka. Can a damaged chazoka make me into a muksuk? Says the Rashbam. He's not a muksik at all. My time of the Rava. He's not a muksik at all. If these mishtamishim abayim about it, that's not a damaged chazaka. That's not a chazaka altogether. That's not a chazaka with the sofik. We'll see even further. It'll be even more clear. Because you could maybe say back to me, what do you mean? It is a damaged chazaka. It's a chazaka with a question mark. It looks like a chazaka, but maybe it was in abayim. Because we don't know for sure if it was in abayim. So maybe that is called a damaged chazaka. We'll see more clearly in a second. But not Loshna Gemara. Ask me in Loich this parish came. She'ed b'Loshin b'Shchuni Gavoy Havi Shi'ar b'Viesi Derech Halachitzayim. And the Bingzrif doesn't like that either. I'm skipping the next paragraph. Rabbi Chananel Kosu Kedivei Rabbeinu Zal. That Shchuni Gavoy means an Eretz Yechayke. Ela Shekol B'Chlal Dvor B'Viesi Lederech Hacheres. V'Chein Kosu U'Udu D'Shuki Baroy. V'Af Agav D'Chazinu L'Rabbeinu Goyinim D'Ukmal Haimaisa B'Shas Chayim. Yeah, v'ani shemati. Let's go to skip to that. V'ani shemati. V'peir sha'ovda d'shchunah gavoy. She'mokim rochik b'ruch adorim v'nikar gavoy l'fi shu cheder k'dixiv min ha'cheder tovei sufa. V'chsiv chadvei teimon. Okay. It has to do with Chazal's geography. Ruch Dorim is called Gavoy, because Ruch Tzofen is open. Anyway, this is the most important thing. It was a place where he didn't hear about the chazaka, or even if he heard about the chazaka, but he wasn't able to be meicha. The Merkam is tiny with Medina Rechaika, the Mokum that the Chazok is not Nishmas, or the Chazok is not Nishmas. What's the Machlek is Rava or Nachman? Rava thinks let's say you claim that we were there for 3 years. And I say you weren't there for 3 years. So do you have to prove you were there for 3 years? Obviously you have to prove you were there for 3 years. Okay, let's say you did prove that you were there for 3 years. And I claim that I was Meicha. And you claim that I was never Meicha. Do I have to prove that I was Meicha? Or do I have to prove that I was Meicha? Says the Raman, that's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman. Rava thinks that this case is analogous to an error that you weren't Machzik. So you have to prove that you were Machzik. So likewise, if I tied I was Medina Rechaika, it's like saying that you weren't Machzik. So you have to prove that I wasn't Medina Rechaika. And Rav Nachman holds that it's like an era that I wasn't there, where I claimed that I was Meicha. Do you have to prove that I wasn't Meicha? I have to prove that I was Meicha. So I have to prove that I was Bishchunei Gavoy. And that's the Machlokes between Rav and Rav Nachman. We have to understand what's going on over here, but that's for sure. This has nothing to do with Lishamana Biltayon. It's not a Machlokes about Hoyle Lishamana Biltayon. What does that do with Macha? So what's the... The Emes Sinisa, the truth is that it's actually not so clear why is that even true? Why do I have to, in a case where I claim that I was Meicha, how come I have to, why is the burden of proof on me? I claim that I was Meicha, you claim that I wasn't. So I have to prove, of course, that I was Meicha. But why? After all, the Ramban, the Ritva, all these Rishonim, they all hold that Chazaka is based on Midu Leimicha. Your whole Chazaka works because it's a Raya, my silence is a Raya. So shouldn't you have to prove my silence the same way you have to prove that you were there for 3 years? If Chazok is Midalai Micha, so you have to prove that you were there for 3 years. The same way you have to prove that you were there for 3 years, shouldn't you have to prove that I was silent? If I wasn't silent, you'd been there for 3 years and nothing. But it's clearly not the way. You have to prove that you were there for 3 years, but I have to prove that I was Micha. You don't have to prove that I wasn't Micha. So why is that happening? So I think what's going on here in their mind is that the Ramban holds that the reason is because once you were there for 3 years, so now you become, so you did a Maisa Chazaka, so you become the Muchzik, you become the presumptive owner. I'm claiming that I was Meicha. Machozot is that I'm claiming that there was something that was Mevatel Chazaka. For me to claim there was something that was to mevatel chazaka, that the burden of proof is on me. In other words, if you were there for 3 years and you did a proper ma'isa chazaka, you did a ma'isa chazaka kedin, then you are now the muksuk in the sense that I'm the mitzi and you're the muksuk. And if I claim that I was meicha, I'm the one who has to be. It's olay la'avi right. Mashenkin, if you can't even prove that you were there for 3 years, and I'm saying you weren't there for 3 years and you claim that you were, then you never became the muksik, then I'm still a muksik, and now it's on you to prove. In other words, you have to prove that a mice, if you did a mice, I think that's what it says in the sermon, as long as you did a mice chazoka kedin, you are the muksik. That means a mice chazoka is not a proof without my silence. The proof comes from my silence. A mice chazoka is not a proof. But a mice chazoka makes you into a muksik. you did a Maisa Chazaka for 3 years, you were there for 3 years, you have Edom that you were there for 3 years, now you are the Muchzuk, in the sense that there may be Seikas still. I claim that I was Meicha, maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. There are Seikas. But who has to bring the Raya? I have to bring the Raya, because now I'm already the Maisa. You became the Muchzuk, I'm already the Maisa. If there's a suffix whether you did a Maisa Chazaka in the first place, then I'm the Muchzuk. You have to, you're the Olav Lavi Raya. But if you did a Maisa Chazaka Kedin, so then you become the Musik, and I'm the Maisi, and now I have to bring a Raya that I claim that I was Meicha, I have to bring a Raya. Hagam, Hayesh Lisha, why is that so? After all, the whole Chazok is Midalei Meicha. Yeah. So, I don't know, there's different ways we can say this. This is an open question. Why this is so? Maybe that's the Takona, that the Maisa Chazok makes him into a Musik. I think that's going to be difficult to work through over here. Maybe it's with the Chazanish that we talked about once upon a time, that the definition of a muchzik is the one who it looks to us, Bashkof Rishoyna, the one who it looks to us is the simple picture is that it belongs to him. So if you were there for 3 years, it looks like it belongs to you. That's enough. Chazanish, we talked about this in the first part. The Chazanish, that's the getter of HaMaisim Mechavel of Raya. HaMaisim Mechavel of Raya is not necessarily to tell you who's holding it. Normally, the one who's holding it, it looks like it's his. But the real getter of HaMaisim Mechavel of Raya is, whoever wants to be Maitzi from the pastors is all of Lavi Raya. So if you did a Maisa Chazoka, the pastors of the Seers, I claim that it was a Macha, okay, I have to prove it. But on the other hand, if it's not so clear that you were Muxik at all, if it's not so clear that you were there for 3 years at all, then the simple take is that it belongs to the Marakam, because Karkas Becheskas Bala Emes. So now, says the Ramban, I want to finish this. So says the Ramban, so now what's the story with Shechuni Gavoy? Apparently, Shechuni Gavoy is somewhere in the middle. It's not exactly like a suffix about whether you were there for 3 years. But it's not exactly like a suffix about the macha. It's somewhere in between. And if a rov is medamet to an ear in the chazok itself, I'm claiming you weren't there for 3 years. And Rav Nachman is medamet to a suffix in the macha. So what's the avon? So I think the avon is that on the one hand, the ear is not in what you were machzik for 3 years. You were there for 3 years, so it's not an ear in the ma'aseh chazok. You did a ma'aseh chazok. On the other hand, it's not an ear like an ear in macho, which is a dover hamevatel as a chazok, where there was a good chazok, but the macho is a dover hamevatel as a chazok. That's certainly I have to prove. Now, with any sfeikus about the ma'aseh chazok, you have to prove. Any sfeik, that's for sure. Nobody would argue about that. Any sfeikus about macho, which is dover hamavatel as a chazoka, there was a good maisa chazoka, but now I'm coming and I'm doing something to be mavatel a chazoka, I'm making a macho, that I have to prove. That I did that, that I was macho. Here we have an error, shchuni gavoy. Shchuni gavoy means you were machzik, but you were machzik in a way that's not effective. So it's not a dover, my being minu chayka is not that comes something that comes minachutz and is mavatel a chazoka like a macho. No, if I'm a dinar chayka, your chazaka doesn't work, because your chazaka has to reach me in order for it to be a chazaka. So it is an error in the chazaka itself, but it's not an error in the ma'aseh chazaka. It's an error in the effectiveness of the ma'aseh chazaka. Were you machzik in a way that I knew about it? So that's in between, says Rama. It's not a suffix in the ma'aseh. If you did a ma'aseh chazaka, but we don't even know if it's a ma'aseh chazaka. Maybe you weren't even there for 3 years. That certainly does not make you into a muchzik. A suffix, a chazaka, in which there's a question mark whether there was a ma'isa chazaka at all, certainly does not make you into a muchzik. You still have to bring the burden of proof is still on you. You have to bring the right. Where you did a ma'isa chazaka, for sure you did a ma'isa chazaka kedin, you were ma'isa kedin, ba'isa medina, the chazaka is good, but I'm claiming that I did a ma'isa macha to be mevatel chazaka. I did a dover mevatel as a chazaka, then there's no question that you already became the muchzik, and now it's olay lavi right. Here it's in between. You did a Maisa Chazaka, but there's a question mark that maybe the Maisa Chazaka wasn't Nishmas, and a Chazaka that's not Nishmas is not effective. So that's Mimutsu between a question mark and the Maisa Chazaka itself, which would certainly be you would have to prove, the burden of proof would be on you, and a question mark on the Machol, which certainly I would have to prove. Here it's a question mark on the Chazaka, but not on the chazok itself, on the ma'aseh chazok, but on whether the chazok was nishmas in a way that it would be effective. And that's really my place between Rava and Rav Nachman. So we could now finish it off. I think this lines up very well with the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Nakudas has Sofek in the Sugya is nothing to do with. That's I think for sure. And the Rambam is even more clearly than Rabbeinu Yonah, It's not a Sugya about Hoyle v'Leshemana Bilta Yom. If it was a Sugya about Hoyle v'Leshemana Bilta Yom, then these words of the Rambam would be totally incoherent. What does that have to do? Mar medamelu lechazaka, mar medamelu lemecha, leyazan adonim. The issue is leishamana biltayim. There's a new era that we never heard about until today. Does that mean that you already became the muksuk and it's now already you're the muksuk? Or we say no. Now we go back to the what's it called we go back to the well, before we go back to the original situation where the marakam was the muksuk. What does that have to do with this whole? The words of the Ramban wouldn't make any sense. It's clear in the Ramban. It's more alderich than it's alderich. What I want to say in Rabbeinu Yonah, the issue in the sugya between Rav and Rav Nachman is when you have a chazaka with a question mark, but it's not a question mark on the ma'aseh chazaka itself. On the one hand, it's not a question mark on whether there was a dover hamavatal as a chazaka. On the other hand, but something in between, a question mark about it's a chazaka, but it's a chazaka that has a question mark on its effectiveness. Yeah, so now if you finish off, so what the Gemara says, and they had Kasher Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, well, Rav Nachman, Kasher Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. So my answer is over here, lo yehele, the nokat star biyode, nilay minin kayin shtarcha. So, what's derived from Kim Shtaras? Kim Shtaras, you have a good star, but there's a question mark on the star itself, or maybe it's mezuyif. How does that work? The chor, that's like a sofik in the chazok itself. What's the dimion to Kim Shtaras? I don't think Ramban explains how he learns the Gemara about Mila Yaminon. Not so sure how Ramban's going to learn the Raya from Kim Shtaras. Kim Shtaras help. What's the difference to Kim Shtaras? By Kim Shtaras, the question mark, such as it is a question mark in the star itself. Do you have a star? Is it mezuyif? So of course it's on the machzik lahavi raya. How is this a raya through Rav Nachman? I'm not quite sure how the Ramban's going to learn the raya from Kim Shtaras. By the way, you should know, Rabbeinu Yonah, I think the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah are on the same page, Lagabe, that the issue in the Gemara is whether a damaged chazaka makes you a muksa. That I think that we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what we're seeing now in the Ramban. I think that they're on the same page. But this nekuda that the Ramban is adding, that the machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman is that an era of shchunig avoy is in between an era and the ma'aseh chazaka on the one hand, and an era mitzad that I was meicha on the other. That I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah has, because Rabbeinu Yonah in fact asks it as a kashrut by itself. Rabbeinu Yonah asks why is it that by shchunig avoy Rav Nachman holds, I think he passed like Rav Nachman, that the Marakama's era works, but if the Marakama was meicha, but if the Marakama was ma'ara that I was meicha, then the Marakam has to prove it. What's the difference? The Ramban would have no problem with that. The Ramban learns that that's good for pshat in the whole sukkah, that there's different degrees. The machoz adom ha'mavat lesa chazoka, so that you become a muchzuka. This is in between. Ben Yoni asked it as a separate kasha. Ben Yoni asked, how come the burden of proof by machoz is on the marakama? Why is it different than shchunig avodah? And Ben Yoni answers, it really shouldn't be any different, but it would be impossible for the machzik to prove that the marakama wasn't mecha. Because how do you know? When what are you going to do? You're going to bring Edim who are holding his hand for 3 years, and they can be made that we know for a fact that he was never made. It's impossible. So therefore, Chazal switched it, and they said that the burden of proof is on the Merkam. And it's by rights and Svara, it really should all be the same. So I think Rabbi Yonah doesn't have this distinction between a Sofik in the Meis Chazoka and a Sofik in the Dovra Mavatla Samacha. Rabbi Yonah learns it's all the same thing. The Nekudas, the Machlekes in the Sugi Rav and Rav Nachman, is when you have a chazaka with the question mark, who has to bring, do you become, is it enough to make you a muksuk or is it not enough to make you a muksuk? That would be the right of Nachman's right from shtar. A shtar with the question mark does not make you a muksuk. So a chazaka with the question mark also doesn't make you a muksuk. All chazakas with the question mark don't make you a muksuk. So there are, and he doesn't, Rabbi Yonah doesn't have this distinction between a question mark and in a dovra mevatelas a chazaka, or a question mark in the ma'isa chazaka itself, or a question mark that's somewhere in between. That's all in the Ramban. Rabbi Yonah doesn't have that. And Ben Yonah thinks that the Maskanas and Gemara, even a question mark that I claimed that I was Meicha really should demand a proof. He said that that's a proof that's too much to, you'll never be able to come up with such a proof. So the Chazal turned it around. But really, by rights, Rav Nachman should go all the way. All question marks do not, if any Chazaka with any kind of question mark does not make you a Muchzuk, and the Marakama, and you have to still bring a Raya to everything. So then I understand very well the Dimin Tishtar. That's the Ben Yonah, that's the Dimin Tishtar. The Ramban, I think, is al derech Ben Yonah, that the issue in the Gemara is, does a chazaka with a question mark make you a muksuk or not? That much I think Ben Yonah is, the Ramban is like Ben Yonah. But the Ramban has an extra layer over here where he says, where he's mechalik between question marks that are in the maisa chazaka, that's for sure does not make you a muksuk. You're not a muksuk, you have to prove that there was a good chazaka of 3 years. Question marks mitzad machor, that's in question marks that come from a sofik, maybe there's no Abraham, a vatlas a chazaka, that for sure you are a muksuk and I have to burn the proof is on me. And question marks whether there was a maisa chazaka, but maybe it wasn't an effective kind of maisa chazaka, because I was in Medina Rechaika, and that's already a machalik between Rava and Rav Nachman. Yes, that's so clear to me, the way the Ramban learns, how does he read the Gemara about Le'ehel and Dr. Star beyond? I don't know. Yeah, one last nekuda. We're getting a little late. One last nekuda. You know, the Rif has the kasha from Azutra. Here, Rava says that Hamayis Mecherel Haraya. We ignore the ear of the Marakama. And by Mazutra, Rava himself seems to hold like Mazutra that if the Marakama says bring Edim on the Laila, then you have to prove the Laila. What's the difference? So we saw already how the Rif deals with the problem. The Fi Ramban, I think, is a Pasha Teretz. If you weren't there by Laila, that's a question mark in the Maisa Chazok itself. You weren't there by Laila. It's Mufuzoris, or it's not Ritzufas. So Avada, that's a question mark in the Maisa Chazok itself. The Ramban implies that then everybody agrees that the burden of, that you have to prove your chazok. The way the Ramban learns the sugi, the key to the whole sugi is the whole machlekes Rovan or Nachman is hakol moedim, that if there's an error on the Maisa Chazok itself, then you have to prove. Then you have to be mevar yerachil. Hakol moedim, there's a question mark inside the machor, then I have to prove it. The machlekes is in the case where there's a in the ear of shchunah gavoy, mar medamale to a question mark in the chazok, an ear in the chazok, and mar medamale to an ear in the machor. But you see, the Ramban takes for granted that if there's an ear in the ma'aseh chazaka avada, you have to then the burden of proof is on you. How does Ramban even know that? How does Ramban know if there's a question in the chazaka, you have to prove it? Well, I guess he knows it. One way he knows it is because we know you have to prove it. You have to bring Edim for 3 years. But it could be even more. He knows it from Mazutra. Not only do you have to bring Edim, you were there for 3 years, but if I demand it, you have to bring Edim on the Leilas. If there's an ear on the Leilas, you have to bring Edim. Because that's an ear in the ma'aseh chazaka itself. So then even then Rav is made it to Rav Nachman. That Zul Barachi lost. The Machalikis is where it's an era that's not in the Maisa Chazok itself, it's an era on, was the Chazok effective? Was it Ba'is Medina? Yeah, so you don't mind if that's the terrace for the kasha from Mazutra. Tefila Rashbam, what's the terrace for the kasha from Mazutra? He's already spoke about it at the beginning of the sukkah. Tefila Rashbam, I think the kasha doesn't start b'chal. The holy machalik is Rav Nachman, is hoil b'lo shemanu b'lte ayon. It's an era about something that never dawned on us till today. Lila, that he weren't there by Leilas, about Israel, what's now? Hoil b'lo shemanu b'lte ayon. We didn't know this possibility, he wasn't there by Leilas. We thought we had a raya mistomim by yadar b'yom and by yadar b'leilas, but Avada, we always knew that you have to prove that you were there with tzufis and not mekutois. So just we have a mistoma and the ear of the merkama breaks the mistoma. That's not shayach to hoil b'lo shemanu b'lte ayon. The other Yishayim are not nichet to that chiluk. And they do ask for mazutra. The Rif, for example, asked for mazutra. I think they learned that they learned the issue of the sugya is not hoil b'lo shemanu b'lte ayon. The issue is moral derech, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yehuda. The issue in the sugya is does a chazaka with a question mark make you into a muchzor? Now we have the various halachim rishayim and lefi the Ramban we have a terrace for that. We have a terrace for the kasha mazutra. New terrace for the kasha mazutra because the Ramban's mechalef in yurim that are in the ma'isa chazaka, yurim that are in the dovah mevatlas chazaka, and yurim that are in between. Okay. Yeah, it would be maybe to make a whole sikkum, but that would take a whole shiur, I think, just to make a whole sikkum. So.
Calling to the new testament.